Well, greetings everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and worldwide in more than 120 countries over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our website at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on Cancer is a Racket, right after this. You know, with an income of $50,000 a year, you're paying about $7,650 a year in Social Security taxes if you're self-employed, paying that 15.3%. Well, then, shouldn't you subtract the $7,650 from your $50,000 income and then pay your income tax on the $42,350 balance that's left, instead of paying the 17% of the income tax on the full $50,000? Now, you know the IRS makes you pay 15.3% of the full $50,000 in Social Security tax. Then they make you pay an additional 17% of the same $50,000 in income tax. And that means that you pay 17% of the $7,650 twice. Now, that little bookkeeping trick steals an extra $1,300 from you and from everyone else that pays that tax. Now, what would you think if Sears or Penny's or your credit card company charged you twice, like Social Security and the IRS does? I thought you'd think that was just kind of special. Now, if you'd like more information about tax and status, why don't you call us here at the law school? The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, while you're at it, be sure to ask for our free general law CD package. That's a four-hour commentary on the law school. It's entertaining, it's educational, it's informative, and it's free. Now, Tax and Status, our school, is available on compact disc for adult home education, and if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Just click on the email and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Once more, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. Why don't you do it right now while you're thinking about it before you forget. All right, we've been talking about cancer is a racket. It's a racket in the same way that the law enforcement growth industry is a racket, that war is a racket, that's the military-industrial complex. There are a number of government-sponsored rackets. We all love them. We're all part and parcel with them. In fact, we learn about these rackets in our public school system. They make us the perfect customers for these rackets, and we actually believe in them. We love them. We participate in them. We wouldn't have it any other way. Insurance is a racket. It's called limited liability. Insurance is a racket sponsored by government. In fact, if you're talking about automobile insurance, it's a requirement by law if you don't buy into this racket. How would you like it if the mafia could have a law passed that requires you to buy insurance on your building to keep hoodlums from beating you up on your way home from work at night? Well, that's all you've got with government. You just have a governmental enterprise over here with police power. Police power means that they have guns and nightsticks and bullets with which to force you to do that which you would ordinarily not do. See, ordinarily, you wouldn't buy auto insurance. Ordinarily, you wouldn't buy a driver's license. Ordinarily, you would not go down and buy a marriage license. You're forced to do this by law. The law says you have to do this. See, ordinarily, you wouldn't send your child to a government school. You do that because they'll take your kid away from you if you don't. Now, Smedley Butler wrote a book called War is Racket. I recommend it highly because when we're looking at these government-sponsored rackets, of which cancer is a racket, medicine is a racket, public school is a racket, insurance is a racket. When we're looking at the rackets, the mafia and the Cosa Nostra are a bunch of pikers. These guys can't hold a candle to the real criminals on Wall Street and in the banking industry, in insurance, war, military-industrial complex, medicine. And that's because these industries have gone to the government to get the government police power to enforce, to force you as customers to buy their products. Hell, you people aren't buying gunpowder from DuPont, but you're paying for it all. See, you ordinary people out there, you wouldn't go to the DuPont company and buy a bunch of C4 explosives, nor would we necessarily want you to. So what we do is we subscribe you as a taxpayer. Then we have the Pentagon, the military-industrial complex. The Pentagon goes to the industrial complex and orders the gunpowder and has you pay for it. That's because the soldiers in the Army don't have any money. They don't produce anything of any use or of any value. So in order for a soldier to buy gunpowder, he has to have somebody who works, you know, somebody that builds houses, somebody who goes out in the marketplace and plants seeds and grows food and provides goods and services that you people all want and need. Somebody has to make this money in order for the government to tax it away from you in order to buy this gunpowder. But we're not interested in buying C4 explosives and gunpowder. Hell, what would I do with it? I don't have any use for it here on my farm. So in order for DuPont to sell me their worthless product called gunpowder or nitroglycerin or C4 explosives, they've got to create a market for it. And the market is called national defense. Well, you know, ordinary people aren't out picking a fight. You know, normally when you walk in the bar, you don't sidle up to a guy sitting at the bar, take his drink and throw it in his face now, do you? See, governments do that, though, and that's what you see your government doing over in Georgia there at the end of the Black Sea. That's what you see the United States government doing in Poland. See, we went over to Poland, and we said we're going to put up a missile defense shield right here in Poland, and we already agreed with the Russians that we wouldn't do that. So, you know, that's kind of like walking up in a bar. You want to test this and find out how it works. Just walk into O'Leary's bar and look for the biggest, meanest, nastiest-looking guy sitting there at the bar. Just walk up, sit down next to him, reach over, pick up his drink, and throw it in his face, and then let's see what happens. Now, that's the way wars get started. Now, the reason that we want to start a war is so that we can sell a lot of gunpowder and C4 explosives and F-14 Tomcats. Now, that's the purpose behind it. And Smedley Butler pointed that out. He said, war is a racket. And once I read his book, War is a Racket, I said, oh, my God, there's a bunch of other rackets running around out there under the guise of the police power of the state. Now, you and I don't want to go over and fight with a bunch of Iraqis. We don't give a rat's, you know what, one way or the other about what those Iraqis do. It's Exxon Mobil that is real concerned about Iraq because they got 25% of the oil reserves in the world sitting over there in Iraq. That's the easy reserves, not the total, but the easy stuff to get at. And they're the ones that want it. It's the executives in the board of director at Shell and BP Petroleum and ConocoPhillips. They're the ones that want that oil over there. I don't want it. I don't care about it. That's why we're at war over in Iraq. It's for their oil. And now the reason we're at war in Afghanistan is for the heroin production. Prior to this Afghanistan war, the Taliban, that's those crazy Muslim fanatics over there, you know, the fundamentalists, those religious gooks over there, they had stamped out the heroin trade. See, they're Muslims, and they're religious guys, and they don't want heroin. So they stamped it out. Now, heroin had been established by the British in Afghanistan and for, oh, hell, the last 200 years. Afghanistan has been, by and large, or by and far away, the world's largest producer of heroin in the world, Afghanistan. And then these crazies came in here after the Russians, you know, in 1979 and outlawed it and banned it. And so the United States went over there. Now, if you want to test this theory, let me show you what happened. The year that we started this war with Afghanistan was in 2001. Remember that? The end of 2001, starting in 2002. So we've been over there occupying and directing Afghanistan through 2002, 2003, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Okay. In 2005, the heroin production in Afghanistan reached its pre-Taliban levels. In 2006, they produced the largest crop ever produced in Afghanistan, 2007, ditto, and in 2008, these are the biggest crops. Now, 05, 06, 07, and 08, that's 4 years running. Afghanistan is now reestablished as the world's number one heroin producer. Did you think that's by accident? Did you think it's because the Americans just don't know how to control those farmers over there? By God, those Taliban guys knew how to control heroin over there. They eradicated it. With the Americans, they've reestablished it. Do you think that's an accident? Do you think that, oh, we're just over there trying to establish democracy in Afghanistan, and as a byproduct of it, we just don't know what we're going to do? They're just out there, you know, they don't have enough money, and they're just out there growing dope, and, oh, we're just beside ourselves trying to figure out what to do. Ah, come on, let's grow up and get real. Let's start smelling the coffee here, kids. That's not an accident. Any more than auto insurance is an accident. Hell, that's done on purpose. So Smedley Butler over here, you can get a copy of his book. It's called War is a Racket. Smedley, S-M-E-D-L-E-Y-D, Butler. Smedley D. Butler, written back about 1932 or 33, War is a Racket. It's the anti-war classic by Smedley D. Butler. Oh, and by the way, this guy is a general of generals. He's a three-star Marine general, two Congressional Medals of Honor. Now, top that. I mean, this is a guy that I think knows what he's talking about. And he said in his book, he said, I spent 33 years in the Marines and most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street and the bankers. Wall Street and the bankers. Yeah, I'm a Marine general. What in the hell do you think that the Marine generals are doing today in Afghanistan? What the hell do you think these Marine generals, David Petraeus, you know, from the Army, what the hell do you think they're doing over there in Iraq? They are high-class muscle men for Wall Street bankers and Exxon Mobil. That's the bottom line. All right, now, I'm not here to change that. I'm just here to report on it. Now, let's carry this over here to these cancer cures. Cancer cures. There are 14 of these cancer cures. Now, last time I went through the Ann Wigmore wheatgrass, the juice and raw food diet, pioneered by a guy named Walker, by the way, the Indian black salve called Cansema, made out of bloodroot. I went through Essiac with Renee Cassie. That was the Indian formula for internal medicine, internal cancer. Discovered, I forgot, maybe it's the Chippewa Indians. Have you got Chippewa Indians up there in Ontario, Canada? Seemed to me that's the Indian tribe that discovered this. so that we don't give credit. No, where credit isn't due. Then there's the coffee enemas by Max Gerson. Max Gerson, remember, discovered that in order to stimulate your liver, if you were to take a coffee enema every day, that it will stimulate your liver to dispose of all of these dead cancer cells. Then there's the Laetrile, the vitamin B17. That's the father and son medical team in San Francisco, California, about 1949 and 50. Then there's the vitamin mineral therapy. That's where you take vitamins and minerals. And pioneered by a guy by the name of Pottinger. Pottinger discovered that cats, when they eat cooked food, they get diseased and they die. They get tooth decay. Have you ever seen a cat with tooth decay? Yeah, well, they do. They get tooth decay. And you feed them all cooked foods. And so he discovered that if you feed a cat raw food, he stays healthy. If you give him cooked food, he gets sick. And he becomes sterile in four generations. And then there's the cut, burn, and poison. That's the standard allopathic methodology that cures 37% of cancer for 5 years. Now, these other modalities over here cure cancer for 70 years. Now, the objective in life is to live until you die of old age. Most people don't die of old age. They die of some causal factor, the AIDS, pneumonia, car wreck. You know, you die from some reason. You know, you look at the obituaries, very few people die of natural causes anymore. When I was a kid, he died of natural causes, or he was murdered. You know, it was a homicide. They give you the cause of death. Oftentimes, you'd read natural causes. Today, they don't tell you that. Died of cancer. Cancer, that's not natural causes. That's a disease. That's a plague. That's a curse. All right, so let me give you another one over here. Have you ever heard of frankincense? In the Bible, there's an oil called frankincense. Did you know that that's one of 32 essential oils mentioned in the Bible? Just in case you didn't know that, 32 of these essential oils are mentioned in the Bible. There are 34 herbs mentioned in the Bible, 32 essential oils. Now, many of these herbs also provide or create an oil. Now, there's a modality for getting the oil out of an herb. I don't know how to do that, but there's a process for that. Now, frankincense cures cancer. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but if you put frankincense on a tumor, an external tumor, it'll shrink it. That's right. Now, there's another use for these oils. I don't know how many oils there are, but I know of at least 144 herbs. Now, there's probably thousands of these herbs, but 144 are therapeutic. That is, they're used for vitamins, minerals, or medicine, or some combination of nutrition and medicine. Now, all of those herbs, you can extract the oils from them, and you can put the oils on topically. Now, there's an oil that we use here at the house. So I can think of the name of it here. Slips my mind right now. That's used on our boy Dirk. Now, our boy Dirk has epilepsy. He was run over by a car, screwed up his nervous system. He developed epilepsy. Then he went to the medical doctors for 17 years, and he was on drugs. And then the drugs got to the point. See, when you're taking these drugs, there comes a point in time when your body becomes resistant to the drug, and it takes more of it. That's what happens with heroin. So you get a little bit, and it feels real good. And then pretty soon, you got to have more and more and more. And pretty soon, you become an addict, and then you can't get the same high that you used to. In fact, I used to know a guy. His name was Darwin. He was a hell of a nice guy. He was an alcoholic. And this guy, after work, you know, we'd go down and have dinner, and we'd have some drinks, you know. Darwin could drink 16 highballs in the course of the evening. See, for most of us, if we drank 16 mixed drinks, if it didn't kill us, you'd be passed out drunk. There's no way in hell that I could drink 16 mixed drinks. Darwin could drink 16 mixed drinks over a course of 3 or 4 hours, eat dinner, get in the car, and drive home. And I've often said I'd rather ride home with Darwin drunk than most people sober. You know, just the way it was. Now, your body, you see, if you drink a lot, your body will develop a tolerance. My Uncle Carol could drink one gallon of red wine a day. Now, wine is 26%, I believe it is, alcohol. Whiskey, I think, is 70%. Or 70 proof. They call it 70 proof. And I guess that's 35% alcohol. And maybe wine is 26. I think that's the way it is. 26 proof, and that's 13% alcohol. And beer is 3.5%. alcohol. Okay, something like that. Well, anyway, here's the moral to the story. My Uncle Carol could drink a gallon of wine a day. In fact, he had to have a gallon of wine a day. He was an alcoholic, and he'd get the shakes. Now, when he was drinking wine, and he drank it by the glass, I mean, he'd just pour a 12-ounce glass and drink it down. I couldn't drink 12-ounce glass of wine. But my Uncle Carol could. Now, he died on his 30th birthday. He was an alcoholic, died of cirrhosis of the liver. A gallon of wine a day. See, your body can't handle that. Mickey Mantle died of cirrhosis of the liver. You know, people get to drinking too much. But the point I'm making is before they die, their bodies develop a god-awful tolerance for alcohol or for drugs. Well, that's the way my boy Dirk was. Oregano. That's the oil I'm thinking. I'm going to write that down, oregano. Well, my boy Dirk has epilepsy. Now, when it got to the point where, you see, when he first started taking the drugs, that would control his epileptic seizures. But then pretty soon it took more and more drugs to control the seizures, and pretty soon after 17 years, the epileptic drug didn't control the seizures anymore. He was having as many seizures at the end of 17 years as he was before he started on drugs. So he woke up one day and he says, you know, the drugs, the 17 years of drugs hasn't cured my epilepsy, and it doesn't solve the seizure problem. So I guess I have to get off the drugs. Now, this calls for drug withdrawal. If you're an alcoholic and you're going to quit drinking, if you're a drug addict and you're just going to quit, this is called quitting cold turkey. That's what he did. Well, not quite. I shouldn't say that. He cut his drug usage in half, and then he cut that in half, and then he cut that in half. That was to wean himself from the drugs. Didn't do anything for the epilepsy. Didn't make it any worse. Didn't make it any better. When it was all said and done, he was having the same number of seizures, same violent seizures that he was when he started. He was just back to where he was before he got off on the drugs 17 years before. Then he got on to diet, and he started using diet. What is it that I'm allergic to? And come to find out, these seizures are caused by what he eats. Because now with diet, he can control his seizures, and they go down to about maybe one-tenth of what they were. He's not seizure-free, but he probably has about one-tenth the number that he had before he started the drugs and when he got to the end of the drugs. Now, here's the kicker. Oregano oil. If my wife rubs his back with oregano oil before he goes to bed, he does not have seizures in the night. I don't know what oregano oil has in it. I don't know what physiological reaction that has with the body. I don't know how to take that into the laboratory and synthesize it in the test tube and patent it and sell it on the market. I don't know anything about that. I just know by observation that if he doesn't have the oregano oil rubbed on his back before he goes to bed at night, not every night, but oftentimes he will have seizures in the night in his sleep. But with the oregano oil, he has zero seizures. Now, I don't know what that means for medical science. I would suggest that medical science ought to take on that subject matter and see if we couldn't use that. But medical science isn't likely to do that because oregano is just an herb. And oregano oil is taken out of that herb, and it's not patentable, and there's nothing you can make off of it except for selling oregano oil, which anybody can do. Hell, anybody can do that. All right, now castor oil also has an effect. Castor oil will go right through your skin. Your body will absorb it, and it has medicinal effects. Now, when God designed your body, and he designed frankincense and oregano oil and these various herbs, these herbs have higher vitamin content, higher mineral content. Well, for instance, I'll give you an example. Spinach has calcium, but pigweed, or lamb's quarter as it's commonly called, has three times as much calcium. So if you want to take a hit of calcium, what you do is you take lamb's quarter instead of spinach, and you'll get three times as much calcium. If you really want to hit on calcium, you can take a vitamin pill, just a calcium pill. If I eat a lot of red pepper, and this red pepper, for instance, let's suppose you're having a heart attack. Do you know what you do for a heart attack? Other than go to the doctor, hospital, and so on, you take red pepper. And what that does is that it opens up your veins, and it'll do it in about, I don't know, a couple, 3 minutes. Because it's a hot pepper, and it has some kind of ingredients in it that causes your cardiovascular system, when this red pepper gets into your bloodstream, it causes your veins and arteries to expand. And a heart attack is typically a blockage in your arteries. And so what you want is this artery to expand so the blood can get through this blockage. All right, so now, these are just common sense little thingies over here, observations, that, hell, we all know. It's right there in the medical literature. Now, why is it that medical science doesn't use these common sense events that transpire? Let's take another one here. It's a good one. It's called an enlarged heart. Enlarged heart. Some of you people out there may have an enlarged heart. Do you know what causes that? It's a vitamin B6 deficiency. B6. If you have an enlarged heart, you take vitamin B6, and your heart will go down to its normal size. Did you know that? Okay. Now, we have known that since 1950. It was discovered by the American Medical Association. Now, they don't use that as a therapy today, and that's because enlarged heart is a cash cow. It's a racket. We can cure enlarged hearts, and we knew how to do that in 1950, but in 2008, we can't cure it anymore. Here's another example. Do you know how to cure atherosclerosis, that is plaque in your arteries? It's called chelation. You can stick a needle in your arm and put this chelation fluid in your arm. I don't know what it's made up of, vitamins and minerals, but there's some stuff in it. It was discovered by the American Medical Association, too, in 1963. Did you know that? John Hopkins University. Medical science has discovered lots of cures for diseases that they do not use or recommend, and that's because they're not patentable. You can't patent oregano oil. You can't patent vitamin B6. There's no money to be made on it. Well, nowhere near as much money as there is war. That's where Smedley Butler came in. He said, look at DuPont. They were making $6 million a year profit in 1910. In 1918, they made $56 million profit because of World War I. Which do you think the board of directors and the stockholders of the DuPont Corporation would rather be? In peacetime 1910 or wartime 1918? Now, I don't know of anybody that runs around saying, well, what we need is another war to stimulate the economy and to get the stock market cooking again. But that's precisely where we are today. World War II stimulated our economy and brought us out of the Great Depression. Now, that's just where reality's at. Now, yeah, a few people have to die in the war, no doubt about that, and we're sorry about that. And the same thing is true here with medicine. Look, a few people have to die from cancer, but, you know, it's a $500 billion a year business, and we don't want wheatgrass, juice, and raw food diets, and Indian black salve, Essiac, coffee, enemas, Laetrile, and vitamin and mineral therapy, along with frankincense and essential oils. We don't want that. And that's because none of those items are patentable. They're all effective. They all work. And you, by the way, you can get these alternative therapies. You have to go to Mexico or Switzerland in order to get it, but, you know, it's available. Now, here in the United States, you can also use these alternative therapies, but it's like buying heroin and cocaine. I mean, you got to get it on the black market. Now, wheatgrass is easy enough. Anybody can do that. You can sprout wheat. You can grow it on the kitchen counter. You can grow it in your greenhouse. You can buy it at Wild Oats. It's a little pricey at Wild Oats. You can probably do it a lot cheaper yourself at home. Frankincense, you can buy that. And that's vitamin and mineral therapy, and we'll talk a little bit more about vitamin and mineral therapy as we progress along. Juice and raw food diet, hell, you can learn how to do that at your local health food store, for crying out loud. And there are combination therapies here. I've got to give you a break here and tell you what's going on here with the Law Hour and editorial review, and we'll be right back with the other six, the cancer cures, right after this. Hey, you're listening to the Law Hour and editorial review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. Now, for more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective, non-state schools and all. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives, all of which can be accessed through the website at georgegordon.org. Now, all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling us and asking for it. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program, and we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements or recommendations that we give do not mean that the authors and publications that we endorse and recommend are necessarily going to reciprocate, and that's because most of these authors and publications cited here on the Law Hour and editorial review may be hostile or they could be political. Sometimes they're religious, sometimes they're economic, they're sometimes sectarian, racial, or they can be ethnic partisans whose viewpoints, because of that, their viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. But the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program, they're mine alone, they don't necessarily represent the views or the beliefs or the opinions of the advertisers or sponsors or management or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. So if you'd like more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, then please go to our website at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about the 14 cancer cures, the 14 cancer cures that are out there that we already know about before we get a cancer cure. Now, remember, the reason I brought this up was the other day I was watching the 6 o'clock news, and they had some kind of a promotion here for cancer. What they want to do is they got a march or they got a walk-a-thon for cancer, and they want you to walk 5 miles and give $5 a mile to cancer research, and I don't want to do that. I'm opposed to cancer research. I don't want to spend any of my time, effort, or energy finding a cancer cure. I don't want another cancer cure. I already know of 14 cancer cures, 14. And I just can't see where 15, 16, 18, or 20 cancer cures is going to do any more for us than the 14 we've already got. And especially since the government is strong-arming people and prohibiting them from using Laetrile. I don't see any point. Essiac, outlawed in Canada by Parliament, for crying out loud. Outlawed in the United States by the FDA. So when the Chippewa Indians are curing cancer by use of their Essiac formula, I say more power to them. God love the Chippewa Indians. You know, the Chippewas have done a hell of a lot more for us than the FDA has ever done. The FDA is regressive. They're causing sickness and disease. They're strong-arming us into death and destruction. I don't need that. I'm not opposed to it. I mean, hell, if that's what people want to do. I mentioned this the other day. You wouldn't take your car over to Mike. If Mike told you, I don't know what's wrong with your car and I can't fix it, but I can work on it, and you pay me $25 an hour, and God, I'll pull the engine out. I'll take the engine down. I'll put it all back together. I don't know if that's going to solve your problem or not, but I can do all that. Charge you $25 an hour. Will it cure the problem? I don't know. You wouldn't take your car to a mechanic like that, but you will go to a cancer, an oncologist, a cancer specialist, who will tell you eyeball to eyeball, we do not know what causes cancer, we do not know how to cure it, but for $100,000 we'll treat it until you run out of money. Now, you'll line up for that. Now, that's irrational. It's illogical. It doesn't make any sense. But you're going to do it anyway. And that's because you've been trained. You've been taught. You've been indoctrinated to accept that. That's what public school does. That's what Katie Couric and the 6 o'clock news does. All right, now let me tell you about a couple, three more. There's a thing here called Easter lily ovum. First found out about this from Dr. Lester, old Doc Lester, 1984. My wife had a relapse of cancer from 1978. She went up to the Zion Clinic, and the doctors up there cured her cancer. She comes back home. She's eating the same ho-hos, ding-dongs, and cupcakes and the rest of the crap, and so the cancer comes back in 1984. She goes to Dr. Lester over in Ontario, Oregon. Now, he's a naturopathic physician. Remember old Doc Lester? He was a chiropractor, a medical doctor, and a naturopath. And he said, listen, there's a new product out. It's called Easter Lily Ovum. And he said, I would like to test this on you. I've never used it before in my life, but I've talked to other naturopaths, and they say that it's a cancer killer, and God, it's a great one. Now, my wife's cancer came back in her liver. And so after he determined that we got this internal liver cancer, now remember, you can't just cut your liver out. When you get cancer in your liver, it's terminal. Well, unless you get a liver transplant. So, which is also terminal, as Mickey Mantle found out. Well, that's the bottom line to that. So he said, now listen, I think we can kill this, and we need to kill it. So it took him about 3 months to kill that tumor in her cancer. He did it with Easter lily ovum. Now, I haven't heard as much about that as I have about wheatgrass, but it's the pollen that's in the Easter lily, and they harvest that, and they take that out, and then they give that to you orally. Just taking a pill. And I saw it with my own eyeballs. When my wife would go to the bathroom, go to the toilet, you could see the dead cells floating on top of the water. And it was like an oil slick. But it was made up of a gray matter. And this went on, you know, day after day after day. You could see this. And then pretty soon it got less and less and less and less. And pretty soon there wasn't any at all. And then it came back normal. And then he goes back and he gives her the test. And he says, okay, well, now the tumor is gone. Easter lily ovum. Okay, there's another cure. Now listen, all you medical doctors out there, now listen up. If you think I'm lying to you now, why don't you research this out? Why don't you look up this Easter lily ovum? Why don't you take a look at this Essiac by Rene Cassie? You can pull these off the internet, for crying out loud. There's a book written on Essiac. Now, my wife has tested the Essiac formula, the Indian black salve, and the Easter lily ovum. We know from personal experience, so I'm telling you eyeball to eyeball that works. Okay, I'm going to put an arrow here by these three. Now, here's what I've used personally. I had two skin cancers, which doesn't amount to a hell of a lot. I don't, nothing to brag about, but it's called Cancema. I got it out of the Bahamas. Now, you can also get it. I used to get this Indian black salve from Wyoming. There was an Indian out there that made it. Now, watch out for this. Listen up now. Pay attention here. Sharpen your pencils. Richard Schultz complained about the herbs coming into the United States from places like India and China. And he said the reason that the herbs are ineffective is because they're being irradiated. Now, you want to understand something here. When God creates something, he creates it with living organisms. They're alive. It's not like tang. Tang is not a living organism. Orange juice squeezed from the orange is a living, organic organism. Tang is a counterfeit. So when you irradiate these herbs, you kill the enzymes, which destroys its life-giving properties. Now, the average doctor out there, he says, well, what the hell? Vitamin C is vitamin C, and then they've got a name for it. It's called some kind of acid. Well, Doc, let me tell you, tain't so. There's organic, and then there's inorganic. Now, for those of us that want to use organics, want to use alternative therapy here, you have to have the living organism. You see, I had a sister-in-law one time, and she had cancer and finally killed her. And she asked my wife, her sister, she said, well, what did you do to cure your cancer? And my wife told her about raw carrot juice and the Walker juicer and one thing and another, and the coffee enemas by Max Gerson. No, I'm going to put a fourth arrow here. And my sister-in-law asked a question, says, well, could I just buy canned carrot juice? No, you can't buy just canned carrot juice to kill cancer because there's no life-giving organisms in the canned carrot juice. Canned food is cooked food. Cooked food is the cancer disease. Sweetheart, wake up. The reason you have cancer is cooked food. That's your problem. Ho-hos, ding-dongs, and Twinkies. God, I know they taste good. I'm not arguing with the taste. I'm just telling you, that's why you got cancer. That's why you got lumps in your breast, girls. Cooked food. Go to Pottinger's Cats. Now, we don't want to give up cooked food, do we? I mean, we don't want to give up chocolate and all the good things that we like to eat. But I got to tell you that if you can't do that, then you're going to die. We had a guy here one time, a student. He came here to class, and he was in good health. I mean, he had cancer. He'd been diagnosed with cancer. They already told him, you're going to die from cancer. We can't operate on it because it's metastasized. But, you know, we'll give you drugs and chemicals and therapies and one thing and another. And so his wife had heard about my wife and heard about the law school. And so both of them came here to the school. And so my wife, who was the cancer expert here, said to him, well, can you change your diet? And he said, yeah, I'll change my diet. And so she said, okay, well, you have to stop eating cooked food. We're going to put you on all raw food, wheatgrass. And we're going to take you off meat. Now, this guy was a big meat eater. And he said he didn't like that idea very well. And so she gave him the diet and said, okay, now you start on this diet. And they went home. And a few days later, they called on the telephone. They're trying the diet. And this went on for about a week. And then at the end of about 1 week, this guy came to the conclusion that he could not live without hamburger. He had to have meat. And pretty soon he came to the conclusion that he couldn't live without cigarettes. Well, let me tell you, you know, if you're smoking and you can't give up cigarettes, well, then you're going to die from cancer. If you can't give up the meat, then you're going to die from cancer. I mean, just the way life is. I didn't make it that way. I'm just a reporter, just here to tell you. When your medical doctor says, look, this is inoperable, there's nothing we can do for you, get ready to spend your $100,000 and live your last 18 months, you can cure that cancer. This guy had a good, strong body. I mean, he was strong. He's more than 15% body energy. But he lasted just about 1 year. And at the end of 1 year, he died because he could not change his diet. Now, I don't know about you. If you can't change your diet, well, then don't call me. Don't waste my time. I can't help you. If, on the other hand, you think you can change your diet, my wife could, I could, I did. I mean, you know, there's a time. Now, there's some things that are causing your problem. Refined foods, primarily refined sugar and refined flour, are causing most of your problem. That's your ho-hos, ding-dongs, and Twinkies. Now, there's another cure over here I want to tell you about. It's called vitamin and mineral therapy, and the guy that is the champion in this, his name is Joel Wallach, J-O-E-L Wallach. I mentioned him to you. And vitamins and minerals. Wallach came to a conclusion. He's a veterinarian. He says, we can cure disease in animals. If we can cure disease in pigs, chickens, cows, and donkeys, we can cure disease in people, black, white, and red. But he said, you got 92 minerals, vitamins, and amino acids. And if you don't have all 92, you will develop a symptom. Maybe your symptom is psoriasis. Maybe your symptom is a twitch. But you got a symptom. And that symptom is caused by the missing vitamin, mineral, or amino acid. Just that simple. No big mystery about it. And so we need to get these vitamins and minerals back into your body. And that's all we're dealing with here with Laetril. Laetril is a big one. And then that deals with cancer. But, you know, if you've got scurvy, okay, well, scurvy will kill you too, you know. And that's a god-awful hard way to die, scurvy. It's a vitamin C deficiency. So when you got scurvy, we give you vitamin C. When you got cancer, we give you vitamin B17. It's no big mystery. I mean, we're not talking about rocket science here. You don't have to have a degree in advanced microbiology or something like that. I mean, hell, I can observe my own boy. I'm nothing but a damn plumber. I can observe my own son. When you rub his back with oregano oil, he does not have seizures in the night. When you don't rub his back with oregano oil, sometimes he doesn't have seizures, but many times he does. So we know this. If you always rub his back with oregano, he will never have a seizure in the middle of the night. Now that we can observe. Hell, even a damn plumber can observe that. And surely you doctors, surely you smart people out there with letters after your names can make the same observations. Which is why I say you people are all engaged in a racket. Hell, you people are smarter than I am. Now, if I can make that kind of an observation, you can't tell me now that doctors like Bruce Halstead, who came to that conclusion, he woke up one day and said, hey, listen, I'm not deaf, dumb, and blind here. I can observe. So when a medical doctor cannot make these observations, it's because he's closed his eyes. He does not want these observations. In the Bible, they're called willingly ignorant. Okay, we got three more. The Royal Rife Frequency Machine, a guy by the name of Royal Rife. Odd name, Royal Rife. He, back in the 1920s and 30s, he got to thinking about cancer tumors, would they be susceptible to electric shock? So he tried zapping them with electricity, and it didn't kill them. So he got to working around a little bit, and one day he discovered that electricity comes in waves. There are different frequencies, the radio frequencies. Now, that's not rocket science. You know that if you want to listen to KGO radio, you have to dial AM 950 on the radio dial, or 810, maybe it's 810, or 830. I forgot, now I'm from California, too. KGO radio in San Francisco, California. AM radio. You know, remember Dave Snyder? Or no, Tom Snyder used to be on KGO years and years ago. All right, now, that's a frequency. Now, if you don't want to listen to KGO, you want to listen to KFI Los Angeles, you got to turn the knob to get a different frequency. All right, those are called radio waves. So Royal Rife, you know, he's an electrician of some kind, and so he gets to dinking around with these radio frequencies over here. Now, he takes these radio frequencies and he aims them at a cancer, and it kills it. And he says, aha, look at that. Now, you got a problem here. Anytime you kill this cancer, whether you kill it with chemotherapy, or you kill it with radiation, or you kill it with a radio frequency, or you kill it with bloodroot, you got to understand, once that cancer dies, it rots. Dead meat rots. And if you've got dead, rotten meat in your flesh, this kills people. It's called gangrene. So if you're a diabetic and you've got bad circulation and you've got a toe that's rotten off over here, that gangrene can kill you. So the doctor cuts your toe off. Then later on, he cuts your foot off. Then later on, he cuts your leg off. You know, he has to cut off that rotten meat. All right. Now, in the Bible, this is called a running issue. Remember I used that term, running issue? When you've got a running issue, you've got dead necrotic flesh. All right. Now, Royal Rife discovered that you can kill these tumors with this Rife frequency generator. Now, I've seen some people that have these Rife frequency generators. They're pricey. They're $30,000. Last time I got a number. Now, there are some people on the other side of the border, down Mexico, that have clinics down there. So if you've got cancer and you're looking for a cure, you're looking for an alternative clinic. The Rife people have a clinic. I think it's in Tijuana. Don't quote me on that, but. And there are people around that do have these Royal Rife machines, and they're a frequency generating machine. It cures cancer. It kills cancer. The medical establishment knows that. That's why they put Royal Rife in jail. That's why they drove him out of the United States. It wasn't because he was killing people. It wasn't because his machine didn't work. It was ineffective. The medical establishment, the reason that they want to put you in jail, Bruce Halstead or Royal Rife, is because you're competition, dummy. We don't want competition. And that's why we have licensing of medical professionals. We don't want competition. We want a monopoly. You know, the oil companies want a monopoly. The doctors want a monopoly. The insurance industry wants a monopoly. You know, the post office wants a monopoly. So government, with the police power, creates all of these monopolies. These monopolies are rackets. That's all. Military-industrial complex, it's a racket. Medicine, it's a racket. Insurance is a racket. That doesn't mean that I'm going to abolish the MA or the post office or the military-industrial complex, but I'm going to report on it, you know, and tell you what this is, the way it works. Now, we got two more over here, ozone and garlic, the last two. Ozone also kills cancer, and so does garlic. And garlic, you know, how in the hell are you going to patent garlic now? But, you know, if you've got cancer, you want to get onto garlic juice and raw food, and you want to eat this garlic raw. I love garlic cooked. I hate garlic raw. Oh, God, that stuff is gross. But if you cook the garlic, then you destroy the life-giving elements in it, the enzymes. So that's the end of that argument. Without the enzymes, the garlic is useless to you. So if you think you're just going to take those granulated garlic tablets or pills or capsules, you can save your bad breath. It ain't going to do you any good. Now, here's the next thing over here. You got to make sure that your garlic has not been irradiated. Now, you got your food industry out here irradiating spinach. They just about irradiate anything that comes out of the supermarket. You can just about bet isn't fit for human consumption. So I grow my own garlic, and then I harvest it, and then I freeze it. Now, I've got raw organic garlic. And so what we do is we chop it up. Now, you can get this garlic down. You have to camouflage it. But, boy, is garlic a cancer killer. Oh, my God, that stuff kills. So, you know, here's your 14. Let me run over them again. Ann Wigmore wheatgrass, juice and raw food diet. Indian black salve, also known as cancima. The active ingredient is bloodroot. Ozone. Now, this ozone over here is an ozone generator. And this ozone generator now, you can't use these here in the United States. And they're very hard to come by, and they're a little pricey. I paid $4,800 for mine. $4,800. It's worth its weight in gold. It makes a product called ozone. It's oxygen. That oxygen is a therapy. It kills cancer, and it does a lot more. This ozone, look up ozone on a Google search and start researching ozone. You'll see ozone's been around health for 100 years. It's not used in American medicine, and you're going to have to take your ozone generator to Switzerland to use it because it's illegal here in this country. No, they use it in Europe. They use ozone to purify water in Moscow and Paris, but, you know, heaven forbid, God forbid that you do that in the United States, you'll go to jail. But ozone is a cancer cure. Garlic, Essiac, that's from Rene Cassic, the Royal Rye Frequency Machine, coffee enemas by Max Gerson, vitamin and mineral therapy, Joel Wallach, Laetril, I forgot those two guys' names, Easter lily ovum, and then there's vitamin and mineral therapy. Well, I got that down twice. Maybe I've only got 13. No, vitamins and minerals, that's number one, and then there's vitamin and mineral therapy. That's the use of massive doses of vitamins and minerals. I didn't explain that one to you. That's where they take the stuff, you know, that's got to be organic, but you take it right out of the health food store, and you take massive doses of vitamin A, massive doses of calcium. That's number 12. And then frankincense, remember, frankincense and essential oils. It's not the only one, but frankincense is a cancer killer. That's one essential oil that kills cancer. And then the number 14, the cut, burn, and poison, which does 37%. That's the allopathic medical doctor. Now, we're not running you allopathic medical doctors down. You actually have a cure to cancer, three of them, if you want to take surgery and radiation and chemotherapy and separate them out, then we've got 16 cures to cancer. Otherwise, if you use the three of them together, I call it cut, burn, and poison as one cure. Medical science has that going for them. And what they're trying to do is to come up with a drug or a chemical that can be patented. I'm not even sure if they came up with a patentable cure, they'd use it. And that's because why would we want to cure cancer? Treating cancer is worth $500 billion a year. Curing it produces nothing. When we found out how to prevent and cure polio, we lost our polio cash cow. And we don't want to lose the cancer cash cow. Now, do we? All right, you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily, worldwide, over the Internet and radio. Now, for more information about the law school and The Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Remember, the law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact desk. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. All right, our time's up. I've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.